Pam, we've spoken in the past on your retirement from playing, but this is more of a stepping back and moving away from day-to-day netball?
Yeah, kind of. So I kind of, when I first graduated, really, I was working for Airbus in the engineering field in facilities management. So this is kind of going back into what I did after university. Why now? It's really cool, really, really cool to have been able to help set up Seven Stars and all that we've achieved in such a short time. And then I had this amazing job opportunity that I just couldn't really turn down.
Leave is maybe not the right word, because hopefully you're still going to be a part of TV coverage. From those days at Bath to now, have you seen it grow?
Oh, netball's grown immensely over those years. It seems like such a long time.
Surely not.
Surely not. No, we just it's Narnia. we don't grow old. It's been amazing. And like the Sky coverage has just been phenomenal. And the just general coverage, in whether it's been media or print, it's been really good to see how far netball's come and how many more people are enjoying the sport and are watching the sport and playing the sport. And supporting the sport as well has been really cool. Still ways to go yet, though, but it's really good to see how far it's come since I first started anyway.
You were there for New Zealand and Australia as well. What do you reckon Tracy would have learnt from the recent games?
I think it's really nice that to see the performances and to see how far the players are coming and how far world netball's coming. I think a lot of the teams are in transitional phases and they're all prepping for the Commonwealth Games and then obviously World Cup coming up in England and the year after. So I think it'll be good to see the different oppositions, see the different players within the squad that she can pick from going into comms. So I think she would have learned a lot from those games and can take that forward.
Reckon the Silver Ferns were maybe using it as a experiment with combos?
Yeah, well, I kind of picked that up from what Katrina Grant said at her interview after the last game against Australia. So maybe that was the plan, and there's still time. I always said along, people wanted to win this quad series because that's kind of stamping your marks ready for Comm Games. But also, it's a chance to kind of prep yourself for Comm Games because that's the medal you really want. So it's kind of like a catch-22. But it'll be good for them if that's what they were using it for. They did get a lot of players out on the court and they did play a lot of different combinations. So for them, if that was their plan and their game plan, they certainly did that.
South Africa looked, on my point of view, as if they were closing the gap. Fans will know Bongi and Carla, but interesting times ahead for them?
Definitely, and such a good group of players. Pumza Mweni, as you say, Carla, Bongi, Marika, such fabulous players who have now been picked up. So Bongi's going over to Australia. She was playing over here and it was fab to play with her at Storm. Pumza, I think, is a phenomenal goalkeeper. Carla, she's out been in Australia. Marika's coming over here as well. So they're really stepping up on that international stage. And I think Norma's doing a great job with them. It's funny because we kind of see South Africa as being that kind of underdog place, but there was a time when they were beating England, they were beating Australia and New Zealand, but they've kind of come full circle and I think they're definitely getting better and they have a good seven. The problem would be if any one of those seven got injured, but they're trying to develop their depth now, but they have a good, strong starting seven and they've come up a lot and Norma's done a great job with them and the players seem to be responding really well to that and you can see that by their performances that they're putting out on the court.
We've already spoken about Fums and Marika in the past, but how are they going to fit into Stars?
Really well. They were over for the Fast Five series and Seven Stars getting through to that semi-final as well. So I think that they're going to fit in really well. There's a good squad around them and they're fab players and fab personalities as well. And they're just so committed to their training and their work ethic. And they put out those performances on the court. So I think it will really help develop English netball and obviously Seven Stars as well that they're going into.
How much did you enjoy our Roses team? Who stood out for you as part of them?
Serena Guthrie, obviously. She's phenomenal. just every game, she's just, I'm like, wow, I'm standing up and clapping for her. That's how amazing she is. She just comes out with intercepts and her passing and the vision, everything is just so great. I thought she played so well in this quad series. Juva Mentor in that back goalkeeper position. Again, she's shut down so many shooters and she's just a force to reckon with. There's lots of players. I enjoyed watching Jade Clark again. I've been watching her playing in Australia. So again, it was good to see her on English soil and back in the red dress again. Kadeen Corbin, I think she really stepped up, especially in that first game. Who else? Oh, Nat Haythornthwaite. awesome to watch again. She's really coming of age, and whether it's in that wing attack position or a goal attack we saw her play in that last game against South Africa, I think she's also been really good. And Ebony Beckford-Chambers back in the squad again in that last quarter against New Zealand. She really hassled Maria. So lots of players. Sorry, yeah. I've gone on a bit. But lots of players, I think, have stood out and are trying to make their mark.
I was just going to say that whenever you mention people like Jeeva and people like Serena as well, I always have your commentary in my head going, yes, Jeeva Mentor, like that from the TV.
I get a bit excited sometimes.
We wouldn't have it any other way.
Oh, it's just really great to see, and great to see good netball, and just being part of that and being able to watch it and see it live and see it firsthand. I get excited and I can't kind of hold those comments in.
Stars then next season. How do you see the likes of Laura, Ellie, Jodie and Becky? They can only build, can't they?
Definitely. They had such a great season last year in terms of building from nothing, so from scratch. And they had to be the linchpins of the squad, so they were the senior players. Whereas in other teams, they were the junior players and they were just kind of part of the squad and doing their bit. But in this last year, they really had to step up. So I think they would have learned a lot from that last year, and I'm hoping that they can take that forward going into this coming season, and they can help develop the youth as well, because that's something we'd always said about Seven Stars. It was kind of developing for the future. So, yeah, they've been really good role models, and they're kind of bringing up the rest of the team, but then also the pathway as well as people to look up to.
That's going to be a really important part of the future of the franchise as well, isn't it? Pathway.
Yeah, definitely. I think so. And for all franchises, I think if you want to make the England team even greater, you need a good pool of athletes to be able to select from. And you can only get that from developing the Super League teams, I think, because that gives you that pool and that gives you those players playing at that high level, a lot more players playing at that high level.
The Super League team in good hands with Sam and Jackie then?
Yeah, definitely. It was great working with Sam last year, and again these past couple of months, how she's been trying to make the squad her own now. She's taken up the head coach position, but go back to Fast Five, because that was the first kind of competition where she was head coach and the success they had there. So it'll be about building on that. And again, we changed up the program a little bit to ease the travel of the players, because we have a few from all different areas. So, it'll be good to see how that works and then how she kind of takes it up and develops it. And Jackie coming in as well to support her.
It's fair to say that other directors of netball will be listening, but Stars obviously last season was about establishing yourself. How about this season? Is there a plan, maybe growth?
Yeah, exactly that. So as you said, last season was about kind of getting a franchise up and running in the first place. And so going forward now is about that growth and establishing itself as one of the top teams. And they want to pull themselves up that table. Finishing eighth last season, definitely want to climb those steps. And it's about now growing the whole franchise as a whole.
Maybe a bit unfair, but fans may see that you're off and be a bit unsure about the future of Stars. Are you happy to move on and leave it in this state?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And as I said at the start, the reason I'm leaving is because I had this amazing opportunity for this new job. And so that's what I wanted to grab it while you can. And you have to take those opportunities when they come, because they might not be there tomorrow. So, yes, I am stepping out of kind of the director of netball for a Super League team, but I'm definitely not stepping out of netball. And I think, yes, I'm hoping I've helped to put Stars in a good place and help build that foundation so that those that come after me now can take it further. No team is one person. So I'm sure it will continue and progress and be great.
And you played at the younger level, probably just a few years ago that you were part of the under-16s. What would you share with us?
A few years ago. I love that, thanks.
What would you share with us about your thoughts on getting the edge? Enjoy your game, work hard?
Oh, yeah, exactly, Andy. I think what kept me in the game for so long is just my love of the sport, my love of playing at that level, competing at the highest level and being the best that I can be, but also having so much fun with my teammates. Like, I just laughed a lot. And so when you're getting up at 6 a.m. in the morning to go to training, it's because I was doing it for my teammates and my coaches and to make myself the better player. So, yeah, it's all about having fun. It's all about doing those little bits that the 1% is. It's about listening to others, because as much as I'd like to think I know everything, I definitely don't. And it's about using other people to kind of help develop yourself and then passing that on to the rest of your squads or to the youth coming through or to anyone that you get the opportunity to meet and get to talk about netball. But most of all, it's enjoying it, because if you don't enjoy it, there's no point.
Pam, wish you the best, and we'll see you on court soon.
On court?
Hey,
by the court.
Yeah, by the court.
It's the same thing.
You never know. You never know. Never say never. Like, yeah, I love this sport, and I want to continue in it as much as possible in whatever capacity that is.